This is Robert McCadden, WRPR News. This semester, Ramapo students are seeing a change in their academic affairs. The CEP, or Curriculum Enhancement Program, was put into action, creating some very noticeable changes for students. Vice Provost for Curriculum, Martha Ecker, says it was done for the benefit of the students.
One of the reasons that we wanted to restructure the curriculum was we would like our curriculum to be challenging for all of our students.
One of the most noticeable changes is now classes will be worth 4 credits instead of 3, which means longer class times. Psychology student Heather Howe weighed in with her opinion of the change.
I wouldn't say I really have a preference. It all really depends on the class. If it's an interesting subject with a great teacher, then I could sit there, but if it's a terrible class, it can be really torture if it's really long.
Along with longer class times and more credits per course, students will now have to take fewer courses to graduate. Convener for the Communications Department, Pat Keaton, says there may be one problem.
On the downside, because they do take fewer courses, possibly students will have less opportunity to explore into courses outside the realm of their discipline.
With all these changes, the one that is raising the most questions is the new experiential learning component, requiring students to complete extra work outside of the class time, which in some cases involves travel and personal expenses. Martha Ecker believes it's an important issue.
We understand that it's difficult for some students. On the other hand, experiential learning is part of our mission pillar, and so we think it's extremely important for students to both have practical experience, but then to rethink that experience within the context of a classroom.
Then there's the issue of graduation. But Pat Keaton says, don't worry.
The college has bent over backward to make it the guarantee to students that CEP will not delay anyone's time of graduation.
And all school officials suggest that you please see an advisor. This is Robert McCadden, WRPR News.